Digital Arena on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocha, Byron Jones, and Anthony Van. And here's your host, Victor Orocha.
2 yards, second and 10. They bring pressure, and Dart gets blasted.
Look, I'm live here out of Fort Lauderdale and the Tower Club, downtown Fort Lauderdale, with my boys from Amboy, Mr. Byron Jones, Mr. Froggy, Anthony Faniel, and I am your host, Victor Orocho. Let's get it on, boys. Come on, get some out, get some pump up, Byron. Yeah. Come on, Froggy. You'll be clapping with some hits on there. All right, let's go.
What's up, Victor?
Hey, if you like our show, please subscribe to us on the Jersey Boys Sports Talk on all your favorite social media channels. We are streaming live on your favorite podcast streaming channels. We are live today and every Thursday on YouTube and Facebook. So please smash the like button, hit some comments, get in touch with us, and let's go. Who's reading? Who's playing around? Do not touch the banners.
No. I hit the wrong thing. I'm sorry, yeah. Boy.
Stop looking. Keep your hands in the air. Like this. Good like that. There you go.
You had my energy going. You had me going. Boy, I had hit the wrong thing.
Not by clicking. You should be hitting anything. Let's get it going. Okay, let's go. Let's go right into the subject, buddy. We're going to have to do some tech training after this show. All right. So, number one, I want to talk about, forget all the rest of the order that we have. Giants running back, Najee Harris, agrees to a one. He's not even Giants running back. He came on new, agreed to a one-year deal. Najee Harris agreed to a one-year deal. I'm going to keep going and see where we go from there. Harris came from, was with the Chargers. He also played for Steelers, suffered an Achilles injury. Okay, we're taking Achilles injury. And then Harris was with the Steelers for 2021-24, posting at least 1,000 yards each season while ranking up 28 rushing touchdowns. All righty. So, Byron, early on a pregame show, you were giving us some of the reasons, and you saw that hit on the clip. Tell us, Byron. Well, why are we getting a fifth running back?
My man, Tyrone Dell Tracy, missed the block. And it wasn't even close. And that caused that young man in the back, you know, to get blown up. And I don't know if, you know, maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. Maybe it was a mistake, but it was a very bad mistake because look what the New York Giants responded with, going out and get a quality back, which he is, Najee Harris.
Frog, what you think about that hit? You start live.
The hit? What do you mean the hit? What hit?
The hit on Jackson Dart. You in the beginning reel. You saw.
When Tracy, they're trying to blame Tracy for missing a block.
They're not blaming him. He missed the block, bro. There ain't no such thing as blame. Film don't lie. He missed the block. Byron, please respond to that comment. I know we know he's a basketball guy. He literally said they're blaming me on Phil for missing that block. Who, me?
Can I explain what I saw?
Byron, I did not miss that block, Byron. There's no way. I deny, deflect.
Can I tell you what I saw,
Byron? What would you say if he was the guy in the film room saying, that wasn't me?
Know how to turn around and punch that guy in the mouth.
I mean, the guy came off the edge. He came off the edge real fast. And when Tracy seen it, it was a little too late. Now, with that all being said, Jackson Dart could have, like, turned a little bit to see him coming. Like, he just got popped. I seen the play. But, I mean, the guy came off that edge pretty fast. So, I mean, it happens in the NFL. And I'm sorry Jackson Dart had to get into the blue tip. 10 again, but it happens, Vic. I mean, Tracy, he hesitated when he went. He looked like he was going to go out for a pass, but when he seen the dude hit that edge, he was like, oh, he went by me too fast. Like, that's all I saw.
All right. So I'm gonna hit you with something. You know me. I wasn't a professional athlete like Byron, right? I thought I was pretty good in college. But the fundamentals are fundamentals, okay? You're running back. You protect inside out, not outside in. Byron, If a running back comes to hit you from the outside, you're a lineman. You're salivating. What's faster, to go through the line or around the guy? Even if he missed them, if he would have made him go around, he wouldn't have got hit. So, Frog, inside, you come from inside to block him out. You don't go right. You got to sweep with the play.
I hear what you're saying. I hear exactly what you're saying because he went outside. And if he would have just
– his assignment is to protect the running back. It was a bounce. He's supposed to hit someone, then release. He went to release. Byron?
Yeah.
What would you want, Byron?
The guy that hit him was a cornerback. There is no cornerback in America that's going to run inside to try to get, you know, to do what they have. They're going to try to, you know, use their speed and get around the running back. You know, that is easy. He's not going to cut it because that's the easiest place to get him if he cuts inside. But he went outside. Tracy missed the block. And this is what happens when you miss a block. They're going to go find somebody that can block.
And imagine.
Yeah, they really got Najee, right?
Imagine the defense during practice all clapped when Jackson Dart ran out of bounds during practice. The defense clapped. Can you imagine how upset they are when you let your quarterback get – he got pummeled. Byron, tell me that was not a beautiful hit on your side. You were diamond. Yep. That's a lovely hit for you.
Yep. I'd have ended, that'd have ended my night. I'd have went, go sit down and get
the hot dog. Exactly. So, Frog, remember, fundamentals. Make a lineman who's already fast run around you. What's the fastest way to go to one point to the other? Is a straight line, right? If you make him loop around, he would have had time. Even if he would have got him. Let's say Tracy missed him, making him going around him. He wouldn't have had a solid – he had a clear, unobscured shot on the quarterback. I guarantee you his eyes lit up and was surprised that he's got to him that fast. Brian, tell me that doesn't happen. Like, you're like, what is going on?
Well, you figure it looked like his head bounced off the carpet a little bit. So, but yeah, he probably was like, what the hell? That guy was on it pretty quick. So, yeah.
Yeah, he was quick.
He was on it real fast.
Real fast.
He was on him because he didn't take the inside-out approach as a running back. It looked like he tried to release to get the ball fast. I can't imagine that's in the playbook. Like, you're not the first option, man. Like, you're not. You're the safety. You're the safety net, right? You're last in the progressions. Then I dump it off to the running back. But you better protect me. I can't dump it off. I get hit. And look, he was looking downfield. That means he was going through progression 1, 2, 3. He didn't even have a 10. By 20, by the time he saw progression 1, he was hit. Najee Harris, I think he's a solid running back. I'm a little concerned about him tearing an Achilles. But that guy was a baller in Pittsburgh. Byron?
Yeah, he had 1,000 seasons. He's a big back. He's a he's going to run, you know, with the Giants, you know, a big boy in football. You know, he's a big back, and you know, I think he's going to work well,
you know, with the Giants. But yeah, I'm going to bring it up again. My man Tracy, I'm so high on him until now. It's like, you need to go back to blocking school.
And that's probably why, you know, they're going to loot. I mean, he's still a good back. It's just that he's not a big – he got to put him in when he runs the ball. You can't put him in when he in pass plays. You know, so – but I think Najee Harris is a good pick, but I'm just confused. Now I have an understanding. But, Byron, they got to release somebody. You think we can go this season with 5 backs? That's a lot of backs.
Well, they already released the one guy that, you know, usually has a good preseason, Dante Miller, one of the backs that are released. So, but are you going to keep, let's see, you got Singletary, Adabu, Tracy, the fifth guy.
And Ricard.
Yeah, him. Well, he doesn't count with them.
Why?
He's like a fullback / tight end. He's like a regular running back.
Right, but still, I counted him as a running back, right? Because that's, you're still taking up a spot. I mean, I'd rather get another lineman than have 5 running backs. That's a lot of running backs. I'm sorry?
They traded the one guy that we signed, the guy that came from the Baltimore Ravens, Daniel Falala.
Oh, yeah, we have that on here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they traded him.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with the pickup. I was just confused on like what's going on with all these running backs. All right. Okay, let's go here. We got Harris. Hold on a second. Byron, take this one over.
What is it? What's it say? Tyrone Tracy, something, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, buddy.
What does that say, bro?
That's Tyrone Tracy missed blocks, leads to Jackson Dart heading to the medical tent after taking a big hit. Concussion protocol.
Yeah, and then he's, yo, know, then Jackson Dart, the other big thing about that, and the fact that you know, seems like whenever he gonna get touched, he ends up in the blue tent. Maybe if he didn't do some of the things that he did, you know, that, you know, he wouldn't end up, you know, in there. This last one wasn't his fault. Last year, you know, a couple times, you know, when he got blown up, when he should have slid and, you know, ran out of bounds. Yeah, he need, you know, a lot of that time, he's just got that reputation now. You know, you hit him and he's...
Yeah, but still, man, they gotta play him. He can't worry about that, man. That was a legitimate good hit. His head really didn't hit the ground. And, you know, other quarterbacks' backs have been blown up like that, and they don't go to concussion protocol. The blue tent is for predominantly concussion protocol. It is for any other injury, but he wasn't injured. You know, but maybe he should have just got up a little faster or whatever. But at the end of the day, how many linemen stay down for a while? They don't put him in. Linemen do it on purpose.
Yeah, they're tired.
Right. So they take their time. It doesn't mean that they should go to blue tent. So I think he's gonna be under a microscope, and I think that's not fair to the Giants. Frog?
Yeah, but
I mean, you know, Tua went through it. I mean, this guy, yeah,
Tua's different, bro. Come on, bro. You're killing me with these comparisons.
Listen, can I say what I gotta say? Go. I mean, come on, the NFL, man, they're gonna take safety first, Vic. I mean, Tua thing, it really rattled a lot of people. And regardless if it's Jackson Dart or if it's another quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, they're going to put you in that tent and check you, man. It don't matter. I mean, it's unfortunate now that, like Byron said, he might have that reputation because, you know, he's been in there a couple. He's been in there more than any quarterback in the league last year. That's his first year. All right, his first year. So that's something they got to look at. It's his second year. They don't want to just say, okay, we're going to let you check on you and see what happens. Byron. Let's see if he can, like we talked about, can he get down, get out of bounds? Don't take these unnecessary hits. Unfortunately, you guys are blown up, Tracy. It's preseason. I'm quite sure regular season come, Tracy will have that assignment down pat. Come on, Byron. Give the guy a break. You miss a
nice, man. He's too nice. Yeah. Okay, he's too nice. With his 9-7 Go ahead, Byron. What are your thoughts?
They were talking about the fact that, like, I think they brought up Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes as far as how many times they've been in that blue tent. They said, and both of them been, you know, at least 6-7 years at the league. And then they've only been in the tent like 7 times. Jackson Dart has been in the tent like 5 in 1 year. So, yeah, that's and, you know, it's not like he's the biggest quarterback because he's not. You know, Josh Allen is you. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he's a nice size, too. And, you know, for him to go in there, you know, 7 times over the last 6 or 7 years, and, you know, that's about average. But, you know, for Jackson Dart to be 5 times in 1 year, that's a lot. And when he did get hit, you know, with that blitz, and he laid there just a little bit too long because maybe that's the reason why they, you know, because he did lay there for a second.
Byron, you get your wind knocked out of you. You got straight in the gut. You get your wind knocked out. I got my wind knocked out of me because I landed on a football. But two things. Last year, he's deserved to go to the tent. He was doing some dumb things, right? And he deserved to go to 10. So we were just telling, there's no confusion there. That's why the defense was clapping during practice when he ran out of bounds. In this situation, he didn't run out of bounds. I thought it was an awesome, clean hit. And we'll see. I can't, it's a preseason, so I don't really, you know, I care that he got hit. I just hopefully it's not indicative of what's going to happen for the rest of the season and make sure they're like that with everybody. So if it's across the board, it's across the board. But if it's targeted at him, we're going to have a problem. right? And you know, one thing is, I trust, you know, I trust James and Winston for like one or two plays, but I don't want him in there for a long time. You know, so you know, I think we'll be fine. I just, again, I don't think, I just don't want it to be something that every time he gets hit, he's getting checked out in the 10, especially if it's not his fault. If he deserves so, I think we should look at safety. But football's a rough sport, period. That's the name of the game, right? And I they're looking out for safety. I do agree that, you know, Tua made it more come to light, but Tua got rocked. I've never seen someone hit that was that bad, ever. Other than Trevor Burbick get knocked out by Mike Tyson. So, all righty. Remember that one? That was rough. All
right. So, look, Giants lose. Knocking out Mike Tyson.
Nah, Trevor Burbick. Go watch the Trevor Burbick hit, bro. It was bad. It was really bad. Preseason, Vikings.
Week one.
Vikings, my family's all like, they know I have a podcast every Thursday and they're texting the crap out of me. Vikings defeat the Giants 13-10. Preseason, I'm not that big of a deal about it. You know, let's move on. Who cares? Right? Jackson Dart was sacked twice on 6 dropbacks. That's a problem.
What are your thoughts on that? Touchdown, though.
But sack, you know, he's 30% of the time he's sacked.
Yeah, but the main guy wasn't playing. Andrew Thomas didn't play the last game. So, you know, it's a big difference when, you know, your cornerstone left tackle, you know, is playing. So, you know, we could, like, chalk it up with, you know, they weren't, you know, the regular start five, and they're only in there, you know, a couple of plays anyway. But, yeah, it's a big difference when Andrew Thomas plays. So they'll be all right. They'll be just fine.
Right. I guess we will see. All right, let's go. Giants running back Cam Scataboo, Tyrone Tracy Jr., Devin Singletary, and Najee Harris. I still count Ricard because you're gonna have someone. I mean, Ricard's either gonna be in there and one of them are gonna be out. Like, so unless two of them are gonna be in there and I'm gonna be down a receiver, so. It's still a lot. If they put him at tight end, they put him. He's a big guy, so we'll see. But I think we got a lot of running backs, so I don't know what's going to happen here. I like all of them. To be honest with you, I like Tracy. He can't let that happen.
Well, look at Singletary, Harris, Tracy, and Scott. They got 4. That's it. And Rashard is listed as a fullback.
What do you think? What do you think, Frog? We got them plus a fullback.
Can't hear you.
Bro, stop touching things. Stop. At least I know my mic is messed up, man. Oh, Lord, let's keep going. You're killing me, bro. Mm-hmm. All right.
Stop touching
anything. Just, like, keep your hands here. Like, praying. Pray, my brother. All right. Giants comeback. Cornerback Sam Harris retires after 4 days with the Giants. You're saying he got hurt, Byron? I heard he was out of shape.
He wasn't the one that got hurt. Somebody else got hurt. This is the first I heard of that guy. So he retired after 4 days?
Check.
Wow. Yeah, this is the first I've heard of him.
Something happened. Frog, what do you think about a guy 4 days retiring?
Who's retiring in four days?
Sam Harris, a cornerback for the Giants. 4 days, he's out. My understanding, he came in out of shape. And as a defensive back, you got to be in prime shape.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the pros, bro. I mean, I think Harbaugh, he ain't playing around. He's coming to clean house. And I think he's going to get rid of a lot of your players that you had from the old regime. That's why he's
he
hitting.
Like, he did.
No, I think it's more to come for me. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Where are they at now, Ryan? Byron, they're at like 90. They got to cut down to 53 or 57.
Maybe at the end of the month, you know, to go down to like 53 or whatever the number is.
They're going to cut.
Let me ask you guys something. You think he's happy with Scatterboo? Because he, you know, I'm just saying, you know, he brought in Najee Harris. I don't know if he feels comfortable with, like, what's going on with Scatterboo. He didn't pick him. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I'm feeling different about the Giants that maybe he's going to come in and, like, you know, he's going to give him a short leash. And I think this year he's going to just see what happens and see if those guys are going to be his guys. That's how I look at it. I mean, with Najee, he's seen Najee for 4 years in that division, and he knows what he brings to the table. And I really believe that he'll trust Najee before he'll trust Scatterboo. Does that make sense to you guys? No?
That's your running back, yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. That's what he's
It don't make sense to me because, one, he played in the AFC, right? And number two.
So did Harbaugh. He coached in the AFC. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying to you, I thought you were saying he played the division. I didn't know you were talking when you said the he about Harbaugh.
No, because Harbaugh coached against him several times.
In the same division, yes.
Right.
I think he's a good running back. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think that's the issue, only because unless he's seen something in practice. Because like Byron said, we would have thought Tracy was going to be the first back and Cam Scatterboo were the second. Byron brought up the fact that why, right? Byron didn't like the fact that he was not RB1. So he made him RB1 after Singletary was there. I mean, Tracy been put up 1,000 yards as well, right? Last year was a little bit different. And Singletary, so I think him putting up number one is something that he likes about him, or his just energy or so forth, you know. If they're going to play bully ball, like he said, Scatterboo's the perfect bully ball running back. So that's my piece. Byron?
Yeah, you know, he is, but, you know, he's not a big guy at all. You know, and he's not going to be able to do the same things that, you know, Najee Harris, you know, he has good hands too. You know, he's got, I think it, when I saw it earlier, like 100 passes over his career, whatever it is. And, you know, he can catch the ball. I'm sure he can block and he can do everything, you know, that, you know, is necessary in a hardball, you know, type offense. And, you know, the other thing they were talking about with the preseason with the Giants is that it's a lot more physical now. It's not like when, you know, Dable was there where, you know, they, you know, you know, practice a little shorter. They're doing a little less hitting. And now, you know, Harbaugh was known for that. And a lot of guys, when he left Baltimore, were happy that he left because they were still hitting, you know, in practice. And, you know, preseason, a lot of them did not like that. And then once he's gone, you know, it all came out. And he's basically doing the same thing that, you know, he's always done, that they're going to hit and they're going to be tough. And he's going to weed out the weak ones and the strongest will survive.
And I like that. Do you know how it is? We, you know, outside of the Cowboys that are the flashy, the rest of the teams play, you know, in the trenches, and that's power, right? So, you know, everybody, Ricard, everybody says, look, we're gonna be bashing. We're not gonna be playing around. We want to hit. I kind of like it. Dable was too easy. I think we need some of that back, right? We kind of had it when you had the Lawrence Taylors of the world smacking people around. And then when, you know, when Eli was there, we had the running backs. And look, you know, we need to Brandon Jacobs, yep. You had
Rodney Hampton.
Lightning, and what was it? Thunder and Lightning, right? Lightning. So
OJ Anderson.
That's the only difference I have, Frog. I think you're right. You know, when they asked, I didn't even think about that. He likes Najee Harris. I don't blame him, but he's going to stack up. These guys, you got to play. So he didn't want to take a chance. Anybody getting hurt? I think, you know, Cam's going to be his first. Remember, he's coming off an Achilles heel, right? Injury. And then Cam's coming off an ankle injury. So you know, they got to earn their keep. And
didn't
then
he
you
also
got
have
Tracy.
Another injury? He had got a fireworks blew
which
up in
is
his
he?
Face.
Who's he?
Yeah.
Which he?
I'm talking about Najee Harris.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I'm not sure.
He had fireworks blow up in his face. What's wrong, man? Yeah.
All right. Let's get it going. Oh, Juju. Did I get that one? Juju Smith is released. That's the one they said he was out of shape. What do you think of Juju Smith? I liked him, man, when I saw him play, but if they released him, he ain't playing around.
Yeah, but it's like a numbers game. Like, looking at, like, you got Malik, you got Darnell Mooney, Hodkins is still there, Cambry, Clayton is still there, the rookie from Notre Dame, Fields, Berrios, and Gibson. Those are the eight they got right now. And, what was the other one? Calvin Austin, OBJ, Hyatt is still there, Ryan Miller. They got a ton of receivers. Not keeping that many.
But every year we talk about, they always have so many receivers, and they're all hamstring injured. How many years we're like, how many receivers do they have? And we never seem to keep anybody healthy.
Hey, you got one, two, three,
that field's got to go, let me tell you. All right, let's keep going. Juju Smith, no big deal there. All righty, Giants trade. This is the gentleman you were talking about, right? Giants trade guard Daniel Falela to the Jaguars for 2027 late round pick. That's the guy you were talking about earlier, Byron. No biggie.
Yeah.
Let's go. Move on.
The best thing about that situation is that we signed him as a free agent, so it really didn't cost us anything. Now we're trading him for a late pick, like a seventh round pick, next year's draft. So it kind of works out, for the Giants. At least they're getting something. They're not just going to cut him and get nothing. On the flip side, that means maybe the world's worst offensive guard tackle, Evan Neal, still might have a job.
So go imagine, not to put salt in the wound, we got nothing for Daniel Jones and nothing for Saquon Barkley, but a free agent, we get a late round pick.
Yep.
That's amazing. That's just amazing. Difference between Harbaugh being there and taking over that position. All right, let's go. Dolphins, man, I should have known that one went to. I'm gonna see. I gotta get. I'd really like to go to that game. Man, I got so much.
It's in Miami.
Miami. I got to see the boys play. I could get there early. I'm gonna go check it out. All right, let's go. The first time I've been to Dolphins game. Giants signed veteran quarterback Jake Horner. Oh my God, this guy's still around, Byron?
Nah, he's been around. Yeah.
What are they signing him for?
Because the other guy, Brandon Allen, was so bad last week in the in the preseason game, what, two interceptions, whatever he did, but he's gonna be real soon.
All righty, and then we got Hunter was in the practice squad last season with the Chiefs. Interesting. That's amazing how these journeymen keep going, man. They're getting paid. I don't care where they are. If it's a practice squad, he comes back up, he's gonna get paid at least $1 million or so.
Yep. Pay me.
Current Giants quarterback room is Jaxon Dart, Jameson Winston, Brandon Allen, and Jake Horner. Well, we already know Brandon Allen's about to go unless he does something different. Jaxon Dart is staying, Jameson Winston staying. I like Jameson. He's good for the locker room. And he can come in and throw a couple of touchdowns. He's a big guy. He's a good locker room guy. What do you think about him, Frog?
He's a veteran. He's been around a long time. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what Harbaugh wants. He wants older veterans and leaders to help the team with these young, because he got a young squad. It's no secret. So I expect him to keep Jameson Winston around because he's his insurance blanket. Because with Dart, and stuff, things are a little different. So
you figured I'm going to keep. They're going to keep two, and one of them, between them other two, one of them's going to be the third guy, but he's going to be on a practice squad. He's going to be the just-in-case-of-emergency third quarterback on game day. And that's it. So between those two guys.
Yeah, I think he wants some leadership with veterans around quarterback, just in case. Like I said, Jaxon Dart has those injury type of deals, and he just want to have people in the room, I guess. I think he's going to keep around three quarterbacks. That's what they keep, right? Minimum, Byron?
Well, they'll have two for game day, and then the third will be the emergency quarterback just in case something happens to both of them during the
right.
But, getting the paycheck, whatever, $700, $800, $1 million a year, whatever they're getting, just to hang around.
Right. Hey, that's a good job, backup quarterback in the NFL.
It used to be, but now you got to be ready to play. Since they're coming, you know, before these guys lasted forever. It's funny, Byron. They were getting hit harder. And they seem to last longer. Like the second string quarterback just held the clipboard, right? But now the second stringers are getting their shots.
You never know. These players.
All right, let's go. Let's see if I can. So we're gonna start. Let's do some. I'm skipping all this other stuff. I don't like any of this stuff. Expectations of Giants this year. Okay, what are the expectations for the Giants this year? So let's go here and let's go share screen. Share screen. Allow. Can you guys see that? Are you seeing my screen?
Yep. I see it.
Is it big enough? Yeah. All right. So
I can see it.
Well, here we got is NFL cell preseason Dolphins. Then we play the Jets the next week. On Friday.
Oh, the Snoopy Bowl. It's a Snoopy Bowl. We play you every year.
Okay, and then our preseason opener. Hey, Byron, what'd you say?
The what?
Preseason opener.
The Snoopy Bowl.
Okay, so let's go some predictions, Byron. What do you got? You got Cowboys at Giants.
Come on, man. I'm going with the Giants, finally.
Frog, that's one.
Cowboys.
That's okay. I'm going with the Giants.
Of course,
playing at home. Yeah, well, I'm going to take my shot here. It's not of course. We've gone against them many times. This year we got some hope, so we're going to go. Then you got the 2013, 21st. Giants versus Rams. That's tough. Byron?
They ain't beating the Rams.
Yeah, that's 0-2 already.
I'm saying 1-1. Okay? You keep your 0-2. We're going to say 1-1. Titans at Giants. Byron?
Tennessee,
really?
I'm gonna give the Giants their first win on that one.
I'm gonna take the Giants 2-1. Cardinals at Giants. Wow, this is back-to-back home games. Cardinals at Giants.
I'm gonna go with the Giants. They should win this game. I'm gonna give you that win right
Byron.
There.
Giants.
All right, hold on. All righty, we got the Rams, we got that. And then we got Giants at Commanders. Frog?
I'm going to go with the Washington Commanders.
Byron?
On that one.
Commanders.
I'm going Giants. Saints at Giants.
I'm going with the Giants on that one.
Giants with that one.
What's that, 3-3 right here?
Yeah. Not from my schedule.
Yeah, I got you at 3-3 right now.
I can't be at 3-3.
Yeah, all I right. Got you with three losses.
I'm picking the Giants against the Saints.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right. What I got. New York Giants. I mean, I don't think the schedule is that tough. Texans.
The Texans.
Byron.
I'm picking Houston, but that defense. Woo-wee.
All right. That defense.
I'll go Texans.
You're already
3-4. Giants, Eagles. Byron.
See, at Philadelphia. Philly.
Philly. Frog.
I got the Eagles. You're 3-5 around here right now.
I got Eagles. Washington at the Commanders.
Say that again.
Washington at the Commanders.
Giants at the Commanders or the Giants?
Washington at the Giants. Washington at the Giants.
I'll take the Giants if it's at home. They'll split.
I'm taking Giants too, Byron.
Washington.
All right. Jags at Giants, Byron.
Jaguars.
I got the Giants on that. You guys are out of your record.
I'm taking Giants. Oh, my God. Sorry, guys. I'm getting calls like I've never seen in 1 hour. All right, where are we at, guys? Saints and Colts. Saints and Colts.
Oh, the Daniel Bowl.
Byron.
Giants.
Ooh, I think Colts are going to be pretty good, but I don't know. Colts. I don't know.
I'll take the Giants on that one.
All right, I'll go with Giants. We're going to sweep. 49ers at Giants. That's a good game.
I got the 49ers.
Byron?
49ers.
All right. I don't know.
All right. The Browns and the Giants?
I'm taking Giants. I don't care. I'm going all in. Giants and Seahawks.
Seahawks.
They never beat them in Seattle. I'm going with Seattle.
Okay. I go with Seahawks too. Browns at Giants. That should be easy.
Yeah, that's a Giant victory.
Giants at your sister's favorite team. Make sure she's not commenting on it.
I'm gonna go with Giants.
Huh? You're gonna go with Giants?
Yep.
Detroit.
I'm gonna go with Giants. Giants at Cowboys.
In Dallas.
Yeah, it's in Dallas. It's tough to beat them there.
No, I'm going with the Giants. Gonna win there.
I think it's hard to beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys. I'll say Cowboys. Frog.
It's so hard to beat a team twice. I believe the Giants go down there because they're gonna lose game one, and they'll make up for it. And
get last it. Game, Eagles at the Giants.
I'll take the Eagles.
Byron,
the Eagles will be playing, to win the division. So I'm going.
You guys 7-9 right here.
I'm gonna take the Giants.
So that put you in the playoffs, Fit?
You missed it again.
In our conference.
I had 7-9. I mean,
there's 17 games.
I'm sorry, 7-10. My bad.
No, I'll have to go and count it again and see what I have. I'll give you my predictions next week, fully loaded. All right, let's stop sharing here. I guess the schedule is a little bit tougher than I thought. No more sharing. Okay, great. This is a big one. Cowboys signed Von Miller. What do you think about that, Byron? You got Von Miller coming back. You got Darnold coming back. Byron, you coming back?
No. I'm good.
That's a good pick for. Let me tell you, they're bulking up on defense since Micah Parsons left.
Yeah, because they really don't have anybody that scares you as far as rushing a passer. You got Von Miller's not going to play a lot. He's going to play 15 or 20 plays max.
But he's going to play hard.
He's going to play hard. I'm just saying, it's not like he's going to go in and play 50, 60 snaps a game. He's not. It's the all pass rushing situations. He's going to be like Charles Haley back in the day. Get after the passer. That's going to be his job.
Yeah, I agree.
Frog, get some spank. Get some energy, man. Get some Red Bull, bro. Come on. I've been up since 4:15 in the morning. I'm ready to go. Listen, wake up, man.
I think with Quentin Williams and what's the other guy they got from Green Bay up front? They had, what's his name, Kenny Clark? I think with him behind them, he'll bring a little bit more leadership. The Cowboys got more experience on defense. And I think with Downs on that back end, the Cowboys are going to surprise some teams. I think their defense is going to be something you better watch out for. That's all I can say right now. I mean, Von Miller helps it. He just boosts it up a little bit.
That's what hurt them before, even when they were the top leading team in offense. And then
their defense wasn't good last year. Their offense was better than their defense.
Well, they lost Micah Parsons. It's hard to be a good team when you lose him.
Yeah, they were a little stuck in the mud because of that. But I think they rebuilt in with
Clinton. How about Williams, this, Byron? Eagles offensive coordinator Lane Johnson. We'll see the 2024 version of Saquon this season. Byron, what are your thoughts on that one? That's an interesting statement.
Lane Johnson, they need a right tackle for the Eagles.
Offensive coordinator.
What?
Is that he's saying that we're going to see the 2024 version of Saquon?
Yeah, you got to run the ball. You know, they got rid of, you know, AJ went, you know, to the Patriots. Now, you know, new offensive coordinator, they have the seventh one. And, yeah, they got to turn around, hand the ball to him. And, you know, hopefully
he's got to get more carries.
No, his line was all banged up last year. That was part of the problem, too. A lot of those guys were hurt a lot. You know, the right tackle, Dickerson was hurt. The center was hurt. And, you know, it was like a mass unit. They were all broke up. But, you know, now coming out the gun, you know, they, all of them are well. So they should run the turnaround, hand the ball. That's what he's getting paid, you know, $20-plus million a year to run the ball. So Saquon is going to run the ball.
All right. Well, I like to see. You know, I always root for Saquon. I'm surprised you said his name, Byron. I thought that was illegal for you.
Yeah, no, I got a bad taste.
That was right. All year. He never mentioned his name.
Wow. Frog.
Never mentioned his name.
He's
the most he mentioned his name in an entire year. I'm sorry.
I'm quite sure he wasn't. Byron wasn't the only one that felt that way because that you didn't get nothing for him, and I think the Giant fans were really upset about that morning. Then to see him go.
They were also disgusted how they treated him.
That too.
Yeah. The Hard Knocks was terrible. All right. There you go. Read it up, Frog.
I wanted to say Saquon ain't been right since Kelsey left, too. So I wanted to say that. Yeah, Jets head coach Aaron Glenn said Priest Hall would be out at least 2 to 3 weeks, but he expected him to be ready regular season opener against the Titans. And I expect the same thing because he is durable. All right. I know Pre-Saw. He's that Iowa State type of cyclone. He's built like that. So I expect him to rest all these. He ain't even going to play the Snoopy Bowl or none of these more games coming up in preseason. Just rest them. Have them ready for opening day. That's all that counts.
All right. Byron, any thoughts on the Breece Hall? That's going to hurt him.
Yeah, he'd be all right. He's a good back. I like
He's a real good back.
The backup is pretty good, too. The big running back.
Oh, Braylon Allen is just a super beast, man. That Braylon Allen, let me tell you, he tore his Achilles last year, Byron, I believe, his knee. And he recovered real well. He works out with Derrick Henry. And I expect him to have a ton of work this year as well. I'm happy for him to make the comeback that he did. And he's always been a hard runner when he came out of college, and it's no different. I mean, that 1-2 punch with the Jets, I expect that to happen still. So this year should be different.
QB, how you go? This is you. Is you by
Yeah, man. Kate Kublik played at least two series like I've seen and led the Jets for 10 points. Like the first drive, he got three, but he missed a pass. He should have had a touchdown, but he hit Garrett Wilson on a nice pass, and I expect him to give Geno that back. I expect him to be his backup if he keeps playing the way he plays. Or, you know, I wouldn't be – all right, you guys know me. The Jets and the Giants play in the same building, but the Jets are not going to be that good. So I'm going to tell you this right now.
I think we knew that, right, Byron?
Yeah. If they put him out there, if they threw him out there, say, if the Jets don't get off to a good start and they just said, okay, let's just throw him out there, let's see what we got in him. But I like what I saw. I can tell you, I like what he saw.
It's always good to have a good backup. Byron, anything you saw with him?
No, not really. Yeah.
Did you notice Brock got more energy when he talked about the Jets? There you go.
No.
Oh, the quarterback.
That's hilarious. He looked good. He's a rookie. He did some things that I thought, you know, he commanded the huddle. He came out of – I look at all of those things in a rookie, and I thought he did that well. As a, you know, first time, you know, but and Geno was supposed to start, and he started for Geno, and he came out there first drive. He drove him right down the field. He didn't hesitate. He came out of that huddle. I like what I saw. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I'll burst your bubble, man. It's the reason why the guy was a fourth round pick. It's the reason why.
Listen.
He had all the hype at Clemson. You know, he's going to win the Heisman. Oh, he's going to lead them.
When he came out of Texas, he was one of the highly recruited quarterbacks coming out of Texas. That kid was special.
What happened to him at Clemson?
Clemson didn't have the people around him. They didn't put the pieces around him. He didn't have no Sammy Watt. Whatever he had back then in the day. Like, he had no receivers, man.
If you're a great quarterback, it doesn't matter who the receivers are.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Don't buy that. I don't buy that. You need one stud, a receiver. One. Give me one. They didn't have none.
He's a fourth round pick for a reason, man. That's why.
All right, so you know what? That would be good if he comes out of this as a starter, as a fourth rounder. Hey, Shador was what, a fifth rounder? I mean, you know, it's hard for these
Brady
guys
was a sixth round.
He was.
Hey,
he
like
was,
I said, it'd be good if he could. Listen, Byron, I can tell you this right now. If Cade works out with the first three picks next year and we don't have to get a quarterback, I guarantee you the Jets will be set. They won't even have to go get a quarterback. And then now they can play. They can go ahead and get pieces to put around them. So let's see what happens. I feel good.
You got that false thing going on, man, around your head right there.
Yeah, it's like a
playing against guys that are, you know, probably even not going to be in the team come September. That's all that was going on. He's playing against other fourth round, fifth round.
Come on. He started the series off, man. And I told you he was rolling it up in practice. I seen him dropping dimes to Isaiah Williams and Garrett Wilson. They're all comfortable with him. So
Allen Iverson practice, man? It's just practice.
That was a game. That wasn't practice. That was a game.
Talking about
he had two drives.
It's a practice game.
Oh man, come on, whatever you want to say. He had two drives. First drive, first game of preseason, first series. You got your starters out there. Your first teamers are out there. Listen. All right, you can say whatever you want to say. I'm gonna tell you what I saw. It was against the first teamers, and he went out there against Tampa Bay and drove them down the field. Not once, but twice. I like that.
Do you think
Tampa's gonna put show all their different defenses again?
Not at all.
He went up against a vanilla defense, basic.
You can say whatever you want, Byron. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. It's already busted. We ain't supposed to do nothing, so you ain't busting nothing.
All right, let's switch to basketball because this is like I don't like all of the preseason what we got here so far. So look,
no, I gotta go after big fella. He's coming after me.
All right, come on, you're good. But now let's move on here. Hey, what do you think about Harden signing a 3-year, $97 million? Man, that dude's just getting paid and just cannot deliver on the big stage.
Big. Over 30 something million a year, this guy. I mean,
32 plus million.
Yeah. I mean, he's been making money all his career, and he's a future Hall of Famer. I got nothing bad to say about Harden. I just think that at this stage of his career,
he's a Hall of Famer first round?
A first ballot?
First ballot, yeah.
I would almost push him almost to that, but you know, he's done things in this league that still ain't gonna be broken. But at Harden,
no, I give him that, but you know, I think it's hard when you know guys that win rings, it just puts it harder. He's also known for not making it when he needs to make, you know, in the playoffs. I think he's a great player. There's no confusion there, but he's not able to pull it together when it's needed.
It comes down to crunch time.
It comes down to clutch. He's not clutch.
You're not calling him like Michael Jordan.
Right? I'm not. Yeah. Or Brunson, your boy. I mean, I'm giving Brunson the ball before I give Harden.
Absolutely.
And he's little. Brunson's big. I mean, Brunson's little. Harden's big. Harden's like 6'5". He's a big guy. This is what I found out today that I didn't know. Remember I was talking about it? I think Bus is rolling in his grave. I never thought the Bus family would ever be in my lifetime disassociated with the Lakers. Yes. Never, man. That like you, Bus and the Lakers go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I guess maybe there's no one else to give it to, right? She doesn't have kids. She doesn't, you know, I don't know, but that really is amazing to me. What are your thoughts on that, Byron? Hey, would you ever seen this coming?
Hey, if somebody's going to give me $12 billion for a team, what do they pay? How much? I don't even know how much they pay. What, $150 million, whatever they pay for? And I'm going to get $12 billion? I'm selling the team.
Yeah, but, man, you know, yes.
I don't know if that's
what are your thoughts? I mean, the Yankees are worth billions, and they're not selling.
No, they won't neither. Listen,
okay.
That $12 billion, wherever it's coming from, I don't even know if that's good money for the Lakers. So that's why they're feuding. Like, you know, I don't think the other brother wants to be, like, selling the team. It's already a done deal. And from what I hear,
I just think it's sad.
The Dodgers are in this, is somehow getting thrown into this as well, because he owns one of the guys who owns the Lakers, owns the Dodgers, and all of this stuff with Jeannie Buss. Yeah, Walter. It's just a total mess. I didn't think that. I hear what you're saying, Vic. I never thought the Lakers would be dysfunctional like the New York Knicks used to be like. This is what the Knicks used to be like. Like, they not with the sales, but always some drama. Like, it was always something. But now it's the Lakers of all teams. Like, you would thought that this would never happen. And I'm, like, a little surprised at that as well. Like,
what do you think, like, is going through Luka Doncic and Austin Rivers' mind, right? I mean, you know.
Nah, Luka, he just said, like, you know, they did everything to get this guy. You know, and then LeBron, he jumps ship. And
But that helped him on saving $50 million.
He would have played for less money, he'd still be there. He could have did that there. He did it with Philly instead. Like, he didn't want to go stay with the Lakers. He could have played for less.
I think it was a good move for the Lakers. It freezes them up. Those guys are young. I don't think LeBron would have made I don't know. I don't think
he you calling Luka Doncic young? You calling Luka?
He's 25.
But I'm saying you call
he's 25, young. Bro. You're telling me that's not young in basketball?
He's
an old 25. All right. He's young, dude. Austin Rivers is young. They got lots of time. I mean,
they can't play no defense.
That's all right. He can put up points.
Nah, you got to play defense, bro.
I understand. You can put up points.
Try to anyway.
I think I like Luka Doncic. All right, gentlemen. I think that's what you got. Anything happening in your area, either Byron or Frog, before we start ending the show? Because limited in what we have to do.
Besides the tornado watch here, nothing's
going on. Oh, yeah. What's going on with that?
The sky was orange like a few minutes ago. And then waiting for everything to get, you know, blown to Kansas. So we'll see how things work.
Yeah, be right. Careful, man. Those tornadoes don't play.
I went to school in Oklahoma. It happened all the time.
Oh my God,
that's Tornado Alley.
Frog, it's not affecting your area, is it?
No, actually, we had a tornado watch earlier this week. So the weather's been, you know, we had a couple of storms. My job is dealing with driving, so we have to watch the weather all the time, man. So,
all right. Hey, for the fans, no confusion. This is Club Soda.
It looks like a nice glass, though. The glass don't look like Club Soda. I'm going to tell you, the glass don't look. This hold on, Vic.
Look where I'm at. Hold
on. I was going to say, hold on. You always you always set your scene up like you're somewhere like, at, you know, the Historian or some kind of place in New York City. You know,
I'm on the penthouse in our club. Yeah, I was gonna say.
And then you throw up the glass. You could tell me it's Club Soda, but the glass don't look like Club Soda.
That's because how we drink it. Go look at my video reel. This is a drinking hack. And no one asked me questions. Think about it. I've been drinking this the whole show. I'd be slurring by now. Yeah, no, it's just club soda. I like giving it to, hey, give me a double. I don't have people bothering me. Why am I drinking and not drinking? Besides, I like to look how I'm dressed. I'm not going to be drinking a girly cup with an umbrella in it.
I'm just saying what I see here.
That's why I'm letting the fans know what time it is. Go check out one of my reels on Instagram. You'll see there's a hack, right? I got 100,000 views on that bad boy. All right, well, gentlemen, you guys have a great weekend. I'm going to try to get to that Giant game. I think I'm going to do everything. Nice. I have planned it out right now. And you guys stay safe, Byron, both you and Frog. Thank you for the show. Remember, everybody, please hit the like button, subscribe on all your social media channels. Leave us a rating and a comment. It helps us out tremendously. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., we are live. The three boys from Amboy. Peace.